This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas. Judge Sharon Gleason dismissed a federal class action lawsuit filed against the Alaska Office of Children's Services last week. The lawsuit was brought by a national nonprofit working for foster care reforms. Attorneys for the organization alleged Alaska foster children are at risk of harm because of systematic problems that violated federal laws, including the Americans with Disabilities Act and federal child welfare protections. They pointed to high caseloads for caseworkers and an inadequate hiring and training process. About two-thirds of the kids in out-of-home care in the state are Alaska Native. But Gleason wrote that the attorneys didn't prove that any of the foster youth represented were actually harmed. Gleason also questioned the reliability of the evidence presented. Marcia Lowry is attorney and executive director of A Better Childhood, which brought the suit. She called the dismissal quite disappointing.
We did do a trial that involved a lot of evidence that I think was largely undisputed about how high the caseloads are in Alaska, about the lack of placement resources for children, about the failure to basically make attempts to remedy that situation.
She says a lot of children in Alaska are not getting benefits they're entitled to under federal law. Lowry says A Better Childhood is not sure yet of its next steps, but is considering an appeal.
We have seen dysfunctional child welfare systems really, really change and provide good services to kids, but we have seen that only as a result of litigation.
The Office of Children's Services declined an interview for the story. In a written statement, they said they are pleased with the court's decision and the verdict is an opportunity for the office to continue advancing its work. This story was provided by Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court spent 2 hours hearing a landmark case that could upend birthright citizenship. A 19th-century ruling on the citizenship of tribal members was at the heart of the Trump administration's defense. KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrasio has this report.
This was the exchange during oral arguments when Justice Neil Gorsuch pressed Solicitor General John Sauer, who presented the government's case.
Yes, yes. So if a tribal Indian, for example, gives up allegiance to...
Born today, birthright citizens.
I think so, on our test. Yeah. If they're lawfully domiciled here.
Okay.
I have to think that through, but that's my reaction.
I'll take the yes. That's all right.
In an 1884 majority decision, the justices ruled John Elk, a Winnebago man living in Omaha, was not a U.S. citizen, in spite of the 14th Amendment codifying birthright citizenship.
My mother was probably not a United States citizen when she was born in 1923 in Oklahoma.
Bob Miller, who is Eastern Shawnee and with ASU's Indian Legal Clinic, has been teaching this very precedent of Elk versus Wilkins for 3 decades now.
I disagree completely with the argument that that's analogous to undocumented immigrants and them having children here.
For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrasio.
And I'm Jill Freitas.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support from Rodale, publisher of A Feather and a Fork, 125 Intertribal Dishes from an Indigenous Food Warrior by Crystal Wapipaw with Amy Page Condon and a foreword by Tommy Orange is now available for purchase wherever books are sold. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for over 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.